With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested in connection with a federal investigation into illegal sports betting. FBI Director Cash Patel.
Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
And more than 30 suspects are involved in all. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveling to Israel to ride diplomatic shotgun on the U.S. brokered ceasefire there.
It's important, in particular, over the next couple weeks that we keep the ceasefire together.
And from Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolanda Nell reports on developments.
As Washington tries to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire, the top U.S. diplomat will be arriving in Israel hot on the heels of the Vice President J.D. Vance and two special envoys. In an apparent attempt to embarrass the Prime Minister during their visits, on Wednesday, far-right politicians in the Israeli parliament took the symbolic step of giving preliminary approval to a bill that would give Israel authority to annex the West Bank, a move opposed by the U.S. Before leaving on his trip, the Secretary of State said annexation would be counterproductive and threatening.
This is BBC's Yolanda Nell. Existing home sales surged last month as declining mortgage rates and a pickup in available properties encourage home shoppers. The National Association of Realtors says used home sales rose 1.5% compared to August, and it was the fastest sales pace since February. On Wall Street, the major indexes doing somewhat better today after big losses yesterday. Right now, the Dow is up 25 points and the Nasdaq up 136. This is SRN News. Another European country abandons its support for transgenderism.
The president of the Austrian parliament says there will be no more, quote, gender-inclusive language used in legislative documents. All persons will be referred to either as male or female. Walter Rosenkrantz tells the newspaper Krone, quote, Parliament is a place of democracy, not of linguistic experimentation. We're returning to a language that reflects the spirit of the Austrian constitution, universally understandable, objective, and inclusive in the best sense of that word. Michael Harrington reporting.
October marks the 200th anniversary of the completion of the Erie Canal, which helped to transform the U.S. economy. Historians are pointing out that the waterway also had an impact on the nation's spiritual condition. At the time, the Erie Canal helped religious movements spread to rural areas, including during the Second Great Awakening, a nationwide movement of Christian evangelism and social reforms. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a Wall Street Business Report.
Tesla reports selling more of its electric vehicles in the past 3 months after politically motivated boycotts hit hard earlier this year, but Tesla's profits still fell sharply. Third quarter earnings dropped to $1.4 billion from $2.2 billion a year ago. Tesla's shares slid more than 3% pre-market. Union Pacific delivered 7% growth in its third quarter earnings, and its CEO continues to make the case for the acquisition of one of the railroad's rivals in the East. Oil prices are on the rise. U.S. benchmark crude gained $3.13 to $61.63 per barrel. Brent crude, which is the international standard, rose $3.13 as well to $65.72 per barrel. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.